USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. In a full interview airing last hour on CBS, President Joe Biden addressed several issues, including his stimulus package, Iran, and his son Hunter's memoir.
And you know, I'll bet there's not a family you know that doesn't have somebody in the family that had a drug problem or an alcohol problem. But the honesty with which he stepped forward and talked about the problem and the hope that it gave me hope reading it. I mean, it was like, my boy's back.
President Biden says the U.S. will not lift nuclear sanctions on Iran in order for them to live up to their end of the nuclear deal after the supreme leader of Iran urged the U.S. to do so on Sunday. He said $1,400 stimulus payments are still part of his relief package because that is what Americans were promised. However, said his provision to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour is not likely to pass. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.